we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some ground in the northern part of the great state of Alabama. I'm talking about we are down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. You know what's funny is if you're watching the live stream, I've gotten to where I do my hands in the air to show, to remind myself where on the map I'm pointing to. Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi.
Gotta like, go through the list.
I got it. Yeah, it helps me to run through the list. hey, folks, I got to tell you something. Just Love Coffee Cafe. I'm going to give you a chance. All right, this is a secret. Don't tell anybody I told you this. There's a chance for you to be a hero tomorrow morning. There's a chance for all y'all Right Side Ruffians to be like the man or the woman at the office. To be the one. Here's why. You can go to Just Love Coffee Cafe at one of two locations in our listening area, Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall or South Parkway in Huntsville down yonder by Whole Foods. But you can go in there in the morning and not only feed your face with some amazing food or, for that matter, get yourself a great cup of coffee or a cappuccino or a latte or an espresso, you can also get what they call their barista box. Boomers over there whispering, barista box. That was like subliminal suggestions right there. A barista box, basically, you can get some of their award-winning dry roast coffee. They can grind the beans fresh, make you a big old steaming cup of coffee, but they can make a barista box of coffee, and you take it to work with you, and you announce when you get there, you have come in with Just Love Coffee Cafe's award-winning coffee for everybody. Nobody has to drink out of the mold-infested coffee maker in the old break room. They got the real stuff, the hot Java that can only come from Just Love Coffee Cafe. So listen, do me a favor, check them out. And when you go there, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville, tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. I get the biggest kick out of them saying, man, another bunch of folks came in and said they heard about it on your show. That just cracks me up, but I love it. Support them. They're one of our sponsors. Love Coffee Cafe. They are awesome.
Mm. There's some really funny text over here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've gotten to see him.
No, what do you got?
Well, there's one of them. Paul from Athens was like, hey, things being the way they are today, you may need to change your slogan to identify you and Boomer. So he wants us to say solid conservative and just cis white.
I embrace my cis whiteness.
It could be solid conservative and just plain right and cis white.
That's awesome. Paul from Athens. John from Huntsville says Dale's going on the naughty list. Says Santa Claus with the rainbow sweatshirt. There you go. What else we got here? I can't find. Where was that one you had? You had
Kenny.
Something. Kenny from Elkmont? Yeah, it was Kenny from Elkmont. He says, well, that was a highly inappropriate remark by Dale, and I am so angry I didn't think of it first.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, gosh. We got comments coming in. Wiley from Gunnersville, he was talking about the Richard Shelby thing. He says, Richard Shelby made sure we got Doug Jones when he publicly said he could not support Roy Moore, and thousands of Shelby supporters didn't go to the polls. Why is anybody surprised at what he's doing now? I get it. I agree. It was an amazing time. I was actually the Republican Party chairman in Etowah County at the time and the state senator in Etowah County, and that meant that I was both the senator and party chairman for Roy Moore's personal domicile. So I was openly supportive of his candidacy when he got the nomination, and just watched that get torpedoed. By the way, the number of write-in ballots that Richard Shelby encouraged people to do, the number of write-in ballots in that election was I think it was a record in the state of Alabama, and it almost accounted for literally the entire amount by which Roy Moore lost the race. Mm. That's my rough recollection, but I need to go back and look at it. Charlie from Huntsville says, if Michelle and Barack, we're talking about that Michelle Obama trail that the spending bill is going to have in it, millions of dollars to build the Michelle Obama trail in Georgia. If Michelle and Barack would take a hike, the money for the trail would be worth it. Oh, Lord. Phones are ringing. And by the way, the lines are open. If you want to call in, the number here is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's our phone number. Text us. Call us if you want to. I'll take those calls. I'm going to jump into number three of the Triple Dipper, though, here. The Obfuscation Nation. What is that? Okay, big old fat word you can use on a Scrabble board. Obfuscate. It basically means you have rendered something obscure, unclear, or unintelligible. You've done something to bewilder someone. In other words, like you ask them a question and they don't really give you the truth. They're obfuscating. They sort of talk around it. They're not, they didn't really tell you anything, but they didn't not tell you anything. It's like, I don't know what just happened. Well, that happens all the time, it seems like. And you can't get the straight story. So I've got this little segment here I'm just calling the Obfuscation Nation. Have I got a caller on the line? Well, I said call in, so I guess I ought to take the call and honor the fact that somebody called. Line one, Bob from Hartsel. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
How you doing, sir? This is what you get when you go with a Katie Britt, who is supported by McConnell and by Shelby, who both screwed Alabama. They screwed Mo Brooks. And I guess the people don't give a crap about that. But I tell you what, the legislation in Alabama ought to do, that at least take his name off everything that's in Alabama. They ought to have Republicans get their butt off down there in Mobile. Get around his house. Do like the Democrats are doing to us. This guy ain't no but a low-down scumbag, and I don't care about Tuberville. He don't say jack squat about Shelby. He ain't got the guts to do it. He'll say something like the bill, but he won't say nothing about Shelby doing it.
Well, don't be around the bush, Bob. Tell me how you feel.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know what John Fetterman and Katie Britt have in common?
Oh, Lord.
They both scrubbed the Black Lives Media off their websites.
Okay.
And that's just enough out there to keep them off.
All right, Bob.
And that's the way I feel about it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm pretty sure Bob was fired up. What do you think? All right. And folks, listen, I got news. You're welcome to your opinion. I have watched Senator Shelby from afar. There are things he's done well. I will say that. But I'll be honest with you. This last move, helping get this spending bill through so he can walk out the door and retire with $656 million in major earmarks for the state of Alabama, is fiscally irresponsible, and it's not the way to end things. If he's going to get a building named after him again at the University of Alabama or somewhere else in the state, I just have to look at it and go, was it really worth putting us in this position? And I don't think it is. All right, Obfuscation Nation. Let me jump over to it real quick. Got a storyline. Where did it go? Oh, here it is, my notes. So I guess I have to ask the question. In Detroit, how do you measure success? Well, if you ask the question, can a black man be successful in Detroit? Well, they would get angry if you ask that question, because by merely asking the question, you're implying they can't. So when you name a school after a successful black man, doesn't that honor the fact that someone can pull themselves up by their bootstraps and do good things in America? Oh, wait, Ben Carson? That's not, he doesn't meet the ideals. Okay, so here's the deal. When you ask these questions of the school board, like, oh, why are you scrubbing the name of Ben Carson off of a public school in Detroit? Well, it was the schoolhouse of Benjamin Carson High School of Science and Medicine. The Detroit Public School Community District has literally decided to remove his name from the building. Pray tell, why would that be? Was he not successful? Well, he was. Is he not from Detroit? Well, he is. Did he not, come up through poverty? Yeah, well, he did. Here's the deal. Since 2018, this article from Human Events, dated 2 days ago, says since 2018, the call to purge the good doctor was typified by the scurrilous charge of a school board member who claimed that naming the high school after Dr. Benjamin Carson was synonymous with having Trump's name on our school in blackface. Do you hear what I'm saying? Black Lives Matter had their way with the city of Detroit. Black Lives Matter was able to force their way in and create all kinds of havoc in the name of trying to advance the cause of black people, allegedly. But when you have someone like Dr. Carson, who the article points out was raised by a single mother in a gritty part of the Motor City, Detroit, who matriculated through the Detroit public schools, and managed to go to Yale and then the University of Michigan Medical School despite his family's poverty. And he rose to become one of John Hopkins Hospital's chief of pediatric neurosurgery and a presidential candidate and a secretary of housing and urban development. But he doesn't quote unquote reflect Detroiters. Then what does reflect Detroiters? And I got news. It's a mixed bag. When you ask for public opinion, you get things like, we had to scrub him because he didn't represent us. All right. Well, Dr. Carson's been very gracious about this. But I'll point out, though, that one teacher literally said that she actually takes his picture down. She doesn't want his name up on his face up on the wall during Black History Month. She replaces it with somebody else. But then another one said, just to the contrary, our kids need Dr. Carson's inspiration. My poverty rate here in my school is 85%. Our kids need to realize they can sit in this crazy science class and they can come out a doctor. Well, so what's the truth? What represents Detroiters? And I would say that, you know, Detroit has a long history of industrial superiority. Detroit has been a model in the past of a city that can get it done. Detroit has been a place in the past where amazing things happen, that capitalism actually works, and that people can actually get a job and make a living wage. And for them to say that Dr. Ben Carson somehow doesn't represent Detroiters, and that the idea that this person can literally say on the school board that putting his name on that school is like having Trump's name on the school in blackface, that, I mean, first of all, I just find that to be not only offensive, but I look at it and think, you don't even know what success is anymore. You've lost sight of what it means to be successful. They have so politicized the idea of success through their means that they can't allow anyone else to be seen as successful in the manner in which America was designed to make people successful. Dr. Ben Carson, in my opinion, is the American dream, and they ought to name more schools after him. All right, tell you what, golly, Boomer, I got one article out of that whole segment so far. I tell you what, I'm going to do one more before we go to the break, Booms. I'm going to do this. I got an article here from The Federalist. I'm still in obfuscation nation, but these stories are kind of all over the board. Here's one for you. Twitter is at the forefront right now of the news cycle about misinformation and clouding the truth. So when I say obfuscation nation and they make things hard to see, you have to recognize some of that's been intentional, right? How about this? One of the things that we are also learning now is that there are a number of former FBI and CIA employees that are working at Twitter. Oh, really? Why would that be? Well, article here from The Federalist says, are the FBI and CIA agents sheep-dipped? Sheep-dipped is a phrase used to mean someone comes off the rolls at their active duty component, like the CIA, the FBI, or the U.S. military, and they go to work in an executive capacity. But secretly, they're really on the military's payroll or the CIA's payroll. They're doing it's called sheep-dipping. In the intel word, it's a term of art. It basically describes a tactic where they're literally still doing their intel work, but they're in a hidden capacity, sort of in a non-attribution level capacity. We have literally, I think there's still 14 employees on the payroll since the Elon Musk purge who did work at the FBI and CIA, to include that guy who's already gone now, James Baker, who used to be the FBI's chief general counsel. And you have to ask yourself, why? And, you know, corporations need security too, I get it. But when you look at the level of misinformation that we've been seeing from Twitter and the level of suppression, and we're even finding stories just now that Twitter was helping the U.S. military with psyops in other parts of the world, you have to wonder, do we have people who are technically still on the rolls at one of the acronym agencies or even the military who are at work at Twitter getting things done? It's a little scary when you stop and think about it. Obfuscation Nation. Boomer, take us to a break, bro. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and wrap up the day. It's Camel Day. We may have to play the camel when we get back just to end the day. Boomer, what do you think? I say yes. Boomer says yes. All right, Boomer, you cis white male, take us to a break. Bill Williams,
yes, sir.
Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, listen, before we go too much further, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, I've been talking to those guys here most recently. They just had the most amazing year they've ever had. And it's because they are doing such a great job of getting jobs and people lined up. So if you're looking for a job personally, let me just suggest to you, ZLA Solutions has got it going on. You can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and they've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. Good jobs, big-name employers. But here's the thing. If you are an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your own workforce, I don't care if it's, you know, onesies and twosies, kind of niche skills, or if it's going to be a whole shift of people, they can help you. The recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They are doing it everywhere. Their motto is, at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. That's their goal in life, is to help you make your business better. So check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. They've been telling me, Boomer, so ZLA says they've been multiple times here in the last week had people go, oh, man, I've been hearing about you on that Right Side Radio. And they even had a truck driver pulling into their parking lot recently and look up at the sign and go, so this is ZLA. I've been hearing about you all every day when I drive. But
that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, always tell them you heard about it on the Right Side. Hey, last story that I'll get to, I guess, today in the obfuscation nation. You know, you just have to wonder what's going on in the White House right now with regards to the Hunter Biden laptop. Is it panic? Is it denial? Is it just, you know, wait and see? You know, what? Or are they actively working to try and keep the story under wraps? Because it's not under wraps anymore. Well, Karine Jean-Pierre, the glass ceiling breaking, you know, press secretary for the Biden administration, she was asked recently at a press gathering, quote, here's the actual question. The latest Twitter files show the intel community was actively involved in discrediting the Hunter Biden laptop story. Does it bother the president or those at the White House that a government agency like the FBI was involved in suppressing a legitimate news story? Her only answer? Again, I'm just going to refer you to the FBI. I'm not going to comment from here about that. The FBI won't answer about it. Ain't nobody answering about it. This is more than obfuscation. This is a dodge. This is a complete dodge. Well, the Twitter files began in early December, December 2nd, and they show deliberate efforts behind the scenes at Twitter to censor stories about Hunter Biden's laptop. They call it the laptop from hell, the contents of which implicate the president's son in corruption, influence peddling, profiteering, all those things. And you can't get a straight answer out of anybody in D.C. about it, much less the FBI. So for the White House to go, well, we refer you to the FBI, you know what's going to wind up happening? The FBI is going to say, well, we have to refer you back to the White House. It's you talk about obfuscation, it's a complete dodge. There was a recent installment of the Twitter files that came out just this past Friday, shows that federal agencies, including the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, they were all partnered up with contractors to do what it says were pressuring Twitter to moderate content. And so you have to look at this and go, all right, obfuscation, or is it just flat-out psyops on the American people? That's what it feels like. And when you find out they got a bunch of CIA and FBI guys working there at Twitter, you have to wonder, how much training do they have in psyops? Well, apparently they got a pretty significant amount. All right, listen, it's going to be a cold one coming up. The temperature starts dropping tomorrow, I believe. And we're looking at temperatures in the teens. Make sure you cover up those pipes, bring the pets in, do all the things to weatherproof your vehicle, because we're looking at what one report is looking at right now on Fox. Says it's a National Weather Service calling this a once-in-a-generation storm for certain parts of the United States. Here in Alabama, it's going to be freaking cold, is what I know. Freaking cold.
Really cold.
Really, really cold. All right, Boomer, you cis white male.
Ah,
blessings on you, man.
You too.
And we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You guys have an amazing night as we get things going, and I hope you got all your Christmas shopping done, because that's about over.
It's about over. You better get on it. If you
ain't there yet, then you're just writing the little IOU and sticking it in the card and calling it done. All right, folks. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll see you tomorrow.